morning. 5 o'clock just passed, and as the darkness recedes in the marsh, the frog chorus becomes quiet and intermittent, and the first morning birdsong begins to fill this void. This is a special 24-hour Earth Day broadcast of the soundscape from the Tektexan Marsh in unceded Wassanic territory, Saturna Island, British Columbia. The sounds you are listening to are synchronized to your local time. For more information, visit wetlandproject.com. We invite you to add your voice to the soundscape during this broadcast by sending a tweet to @wetlandproject, where you'll be able to see other listeners' reactions and comments. This is Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Good morning. You're listening to Adventures in Music from 4 to 6 a.m. early Monday morning. Check your local listings weather-wise in your area. The next sequence will be the Autumn Forest of North America on CKUT 90.3 FM, CKUT.ca by website.
The marsh is now alive with the splashing of Virginia rails and dawn chorus of the song sparrows, common yellowthroats, American robins, and red-winged blackbirds. If you've just joined us and are wondering what's happened to your radio, this is a special 24-hour Earth Day broadcast of the soundscape from Tektaxan Marsh in unceded Wassanic territory on Saturna Island, British Columbia. The sounds you are hearing are too beautiful to talk over and also synchronized to your local time. For more information, visit wetlandproject.com. We invite you to add a tweet and join the conversation at Wetland Project, or to Wetland Project. This is Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, 100.5 FM. If you enjoy special programming like this, consider supporting Co-op Radio's Spring Fundraising Drive with a donation at cooperadio.org. Co-opradio.org.
said, geez, I haven't seen my friend in such a long time. Then I said, oh, you know what? You should listen to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. And then you wouldn't miss me so much. Should I do another one?
No?
Okay.
The sounds you are hearing are synchronized to your local time. For more information, visit wetlandproject.com.